السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from the previous lesson, starting off from Surah Ali Imran from ayah number 152. To ayah number 156. And we're just going to start first with the recitation before moving on to the analysis and the tajweed theory. So we're just starting with ayah number 152. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa laqad sadaqakumullahu wa'adahu إذ تحسونهم بإذنه حتى إذا فشلتم وتنازعتم في الأمر وعصيتم من بعد ما أراكم ما تحبون منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفا عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين إذ تصعدون ولا تلوون على أحد والرسول يدعوكم في أخراكم فأثابكم غما بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قل إن الأمر كله لله يخفون في أنفسهم ما لا يبدون لك يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم وليمحص ما في قلوبكم والله عليم بذات الصدور إن الذين تولوا منكم يوم التقى الجمعان يوم التقى الجمعان ما استزلهم الشيطان ببعد ما كسبوا ولقد عفى الله عنهم إن الله غفور حليم. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا لَوْ كَانُوا عِندَنَا مَا مَاتُوا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير. So inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 152 to ayah number 156. Now for theory, we're just going to continue the topic of mad lazim. And inshallah, last time we did mad lazim al-kalimi, meaning the mad that is lazim for you to do six counts in al-kalimi in one word. And for that, we did that there is al-mutaqqal, which is the mad followed by any letter with shadda. So that is mad lazim kalimi mutaqqal. So that was the first category. Now we have the second category, which is mad lazim kalimi al-mukhaffaf. And again, for this, there's literally only two places in the Quran, both of them in the same surah, both of them with the same exact word. And this word is al-ana. So there is that mad followed by a letter with sukun. So what makes the word mutaqqal or mukhaffaf? So in reference to mad lazim, it is heavy or light if there is going to be merging between the mad letter and the letter that comes after. So that is the way that we are going to be able to tell, is it mutaqqal or is it mukhaffaf? Now for the first one, it was mutaqqal because there was merging. So there was the shadda on the next letter after the med. And shadda means that you are reciting the letter twice. This means that you are merging the med with the letter that is coming after. Now, for example, we have al-dallin. So this is med lazim kalimi mutaqqal. And you're going to see the med is merging with the lam. Dallin. So now you hear the med is merging in with the lam. Because it is merging, it is going to be mutaqqal. As opposed to mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, there is no merging. Al-ana. So I right away just did the med, and then I moved to the lam with the sukun. So I did not merge them. There is no idgham. There is no merging together as there was of the letter with shadda. So you should have a little bit of difference in the sound as well. So when I say al-dallin, so lam is said twice. Al-ana. So now you hear that difference. The lam, I don't spend too much time and I don't merge the lam with the med in al-ana. So this is the difference between mutaqqal and mukhaffaf. Now inshallah, we're going to move on to mad lazim al-harfi. This med is pretty simple. Al-harfi, as you can guess, it is the same word as huruf. And huruf we usually see in the Quran as huruf muqatta'at. So this is those letters that are at the beginning of some surahs. No one knows the meaning of these. We did cover this in the tafsir. And you are going to find that there are a total of 14 letters that are huruf muqatta'at. So these are the 14 letters. You can find them in the mnemonic. نَفْسٌ حَكِيمٌ قَاطِعٌ لَهُ سِرٌ. So this is the mnemonic of all 14 of these letters. Now when it comes to these 14 letters, we can divide them in four different categories. And the first category is that letter that does not have any med at all. And there is only one letter in this category, and this letter is the letter Alif. Now, when you see the letter Alif in the beginning of, for example, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Baqarah as well, you see Alif, Lam, Mim. Now, here for Alif, there is no mad. You just simply say Alif. So there is no mad. You do not lengthen it. You don't have to lengthen it. It is just simply Alif. That is it. Lam, you are going to lengthen. Mim, again, you are going to lengthen. But for Alif, you do not have to lengthen it at all. All you do is you just say Alif. Alif, Lam, Mim. Alif, Lam, Ra. So in all of these cases, the Alif is simply there. There is no mad. So this is the first category. Now, of those 14 letters, we are going to take one away. So now we have 13 letters left. One letter, Alif, does not have any mad. So we will take this out. Now, the second one is that which has a mad of two counts. Okay? And of these, there are five letters. So now we have 13 letters left. Alif, we took away. So 14 minus 1, now we have 13. Now, of these 13, we're going to take five away. And these five are the letters that are only two counts. And these letters are Hayyun Bahir. So this is the mnemonic. You can memorize this. This is going to help you remember that these are the letters that only have two counts. Hayyun, Ha and Ya, Bahir, Ba, Ha and Ra. And a good example of this is the beginning of Surah Baha, because you're going to see that Hayyun Bahir, Ba and Ha are both from these letters. So when you see these letters, how long are you going to pull them? You are going to pull them only for two counts. So when I say the first ayah of Surah Baha, I am going to say Baha. Ba is two counts, Ha is two counts. So you don't need to pull it for longer than that. Let's say I'm reading Alif Lam Ra. So this is the beginning of a surah as well. So Alif, it is just Alif, there's no Med. Lam is going to be six counts. Ra, it is part of Hayyun Bahir. It is only going to be two counts. Alif, Lam, Ra. So Ra is only two counts. So this is Hayyun Bahir. From those 13, you can take five of those letters away. So these are going to be two counts each. Now we are going to come to Mad Lazim. Mad Lazim, meaning that it is lazim upon you to read these mudud for six counts. So anytime you see any of these letters, they have to be read for six counts. And what is this mnemonic used for these letters? The mnemonic is Sana Kussu Lakum. So these are the letters. So there are seven of them. Sin, Noon, Qaf, Sad, Lam, Kaf, and Mim. Sana Kussu Lakum. So these are seven letters. Now if you add them up, 7 + 5 + 1, you may think that, you know, there's one letter missing. So what is this missing letter? This missing letter also has its own category. And this letter is the letter Ayn. Now, the reason why Ayn has its own category is that you can read it for either four or six counts. So you have the choice here. You can do it either for four or you can do it for six counts. Why do you do it for six counts? Because this is Mad Lazim. And Mad Lazim has to be read for six counts. But for the letter Ayn, this is also Madleen. Ayn, if you see, Ayn has a fatha, Ya has a sukoon. Ay, oh. So this was Madleen. And in the letter Ayn, you see that there is Madleen. And the rule for Madleen was that you have to read it four counts. So for the letter Ayn, you can read it either four counts and apply Madleen. Or if you would like, you can apply Mad Lazim and make it six counts. But this is the reason why Ayn has its own category, because you do not have to do it for six. You can also do it for four. So this is the choice that you have. Ayn is in its own separate category. Sanakus Sulakum, these are the letters you have to read for six counts. This is Mad Lazim. Then we have Hayyun Tahir, which is two counts. And then we have Alif, which does not have any count at all. And all of these added up make a total of 14. Now, for these letters, even if you do not remember the mnemonic, it is still easy to tell what the rule is. So for Mad Lazim, you are going to see that Mad. So you're going to see that on the letter, there is that sign of Mad. Now, for any Mad letter of Huruf Muqatta'at, you do have to pull four, six counts. So to make it easy for you, even for the letter Ayn, you can do six as well. just to keep this in mind. So anytime you have huruf muqatta'at with the sign of mad, it is going to be 6 counts. If you see huruf muqatta'at with nothing on top of it, such as baha, then it is going to be only 2 counts. So this is an easy way to remember. Even if you do not remember the mnemonic, just looking at the letter and the sign on top is going to help you remember what the rule for this is going to be. So these are the 14 letters of huruf muqatta'at. Now for this as well, we have musaqqal and mukhaffaf. So we have heavy and light in mad lazim for mad lazim harfi as well. Now for mad lazim, musaqqal and mukhaffaf, again, it is going to depend on the merging. So merging is what is going to make it either musaqqal or mukhaffaf. So for musaqqal, you are going to merge. You are going to have idgham between the letters. You are going to merge the mad with the next letter. And this is going to happen. For example, in Surah Baqarah, we have alif, lam, mim. Lam and mim, we are going to merge them together. Alif, lam, mim. Now you see, between the lam and the mim, I merge them together. There is idgham. Because of that merging, this is going to be musaqqal. Ba, seen, meem. Now here as well, between seen and meem, you did hear me merge them together. So if the med is merging with the next letter, it is going to be musaqqal. On the other case, you might have letters where it is not merged together. For example, Surah Yunus Ayah 1, Alif Lam Ra. Now when I recite this, there is no merging. Alif lam ra. So I stopped the lam and then I said the ra. I did not merge them. I did not say alif lam ra. I didn't merge them. They were completely separate letters. So because there was no merging, it is going to be mukhaffaf. So again, musaqqal and mukhaffaf is dependent on the merging. If you are merging between the letters, then you are going to make it mutaqqal. If there is no merging, then it is going to be mukhaffaf. So alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of the review of the mudud. So inshallah, I hope this was beneficial. But just as a reminder, if you are still confused about the mudud, the number one rule you should remember, if you see that sign of mad, you should pull for at least 4. And if you follow this rule, inshallah, you won't make any major mistakes in the rule of mad. So if you see that sign of mad, automatically pull for 4. And then once you have a little bit more knowledge about these types of mudud, then you know that am I allowed to make it shorter or not? Or am I allowed to make this for 6 counts or not? So this is the reason why we have to learn about the mudud, is that if you would like to make it shorter, you know that it's allowed. But as a general rule, if you do see that sign of mad, pull it for at least 4 counts. And in some cases, like we did in mad lazim, you are going to do for 6. So for mad lazim, keep this rule in mind. If you see that sign of mad followed by a shadda, then it is going to be 6 counts. For the rest of these type of mad, 4 count is sufficient. So you don't have to do it for longer than that. So the only case where you should remember is in huruf muqatta'at, it is always going to be 6. Okay, so just keep this in mind. In huruf muqatta'at, you can write down 6. If you see that sign of mad, automatically know that it is going to be 6 counts. And if you see that there is the mad followed by shadda, that is also 6 counts. So these are the 2 times when it is going to be 6 count mad. The other time is going to be only in Surah Yunus, Ayah 51 and Ayah 91. I would recommend you go to your Quran and mark these 2 ayahs. Circle the word and underneath it put 6, because this is the only place in the Quran it appears. It is going to help you remember. So this is the only place where it's going to be a 6 count mad. It is mad lazim al-harfi, sorry, mad lazim al-kalimi mukhaffaf. So again, Surah Yunus, Ayah 51 and Ayah 91. The word is al-ana. So you can write a 6 underneath. This is going to help you remember. So alhamdulillah, that is just a quick review of the mudud. Inshallah, in the next class, we're going to try to review all of the topics of the tajweed that we have done so far. So we're going to start from the beginning. Everything that we have learned, we're just going to do a review to make sure that we're all caught up and that we remember everything that we have covered before. So it is the time for tafsir now, so I'm going to end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.